There's a medicine that you can take that's good for any condition and it's good for any part of the body. Stay tuned to today's message.
And now for Taking God's Medicine.
Thank you for joining Brothers of the Word, because brother, you need the word. We welcome all of you joining us by television or online at brothersoftheword.com or social media. Welcome to today's message. Always a wonderful joy and delight to have you to tune in and join us. I would like to share just a little humor. A husband was talking to his wife, and he said, "Every time I yell and get angry at you, you never fight back. How do you manage your anger?" His wife replied, she said, "It's simple. I simply clean the toilet." And the husband replied, "How does that help?" She said, "I use your toothbrush." Well, I want to share something. We'll entitle it Taking God's Medicine. Taking God's Medicine is actually kind of a final part of something we had been talking about. We shared a couple of messages on living a lifestyle of praise and gratitude, shared a couple of messages on enjoying God's love and sharing that love with others. And then we got over into talking about standing on the word and shared a couple of messages there. And so this is kind of the final part of that. And we'll entitle it Taking God's Medicine. And it comes from one of my favorite passages, Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. Sometimes we forget that God himself is a physician. He is a physician. And he has medicine. God has medicine. And normally, when you go to a doctor and you have symptoms or you have some type of condition, doctors love to give you a prescription. Well, God is no different. He gives us a prescription for his medicine. And so the prescription is found here in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. And when you get a prescription filled, normally on the bottle, there'll be some directions, right? There'll be some directions. It may say, take 3 times a day after meals, etc. But there'll be a list of directions on how to take the medicine. And God is no different. He gives us instructions on how to take the medicine. So he gives us a prescription with instructions right here in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 20 through 22. And verse 20, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, it says, "My son, attend to my words." That's the first part of the instruction. That's the first part of the directions in taking this medicine. He said, "My son, attend to my words." Attend to my words. Attend to my words. Now, attend means to give your attention, you know, to give something your attention, to give it priority. It suggests devotion of thought or effort, thought and effort. So it's time, it's attention, it's effort. So when you hear that, "My son, attend to my word." Think about how we use the word attend in everyday life. Somebody might ask you, "What school do you attend?" Or, "What church do you attend?" And when you look at it in that reference, it's somewhere you go. It's somewhere you are enrolled, somewhere you are a part of, somewhere you go on a regular basis. And so, "My son, attend to my word" is somewhere that you will be present. You know, you might say, "I'll be attending a convention next week. That's somewhere you're going to be present. And so I love that. So we can look at this first part of the instruction, the first part of this prescription. He says, my son, attend to my words. My son, attend to my words. So give yourself to God's word. Give God's word time, give it attention, give it effort, give it priority. Give yourself to the word. Give yourself to the word. I have found that the more you do something, the more you want to do something. It's a law of increasing desire. That's what it is. The more you do something, and it can be anything, the more you exercise, the more you want to exercise. The less you exercise, the more you don't want to exercise. It's a law. It actually works. Test it out in your life. If you work out regularly, notice how the more you work out, the more you want to work out. If you stop working out, the more you want to stop working out. It's harder to go back, but you take a couple of days off and it's harder to go back. It's the law of increasing desire there. And so God's word is the same way. The more you give yourself to the word, the more you want to give yourself to the word. That desire increases. Desire increases. Remember, delight increases desire. So when you delight yourself in the word, it increases your desire for the word. So the first part of the prescription for taking God's medicine is to attend to it, attend to God's word. My son, attend to my words. Then in the next verse, it says, incline thine ear. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. In the Hebrew, the word incline means to bow down. So you're literally bowing down your ear. You're bowing down your ear. You know when somebody says, I have something to tell you, sometimes you will lean toward them. You're bowing down your ear. You're basically saying, let me hear it. Bowing down your ear. It's actually a posture of humility. It's what it's saying. In some African cultures, when a student doesn't understand something, the student will take his or her textbook and they'll go to the front of the class and stand before the teacher with the book open and they'll bow their head and they're saying, please teach me. I need your help. I'm submitting to your mastery. I'm submitting to your instruction. That's bowing down your ear. So it's actually a posture of humility. It's a posture of teachability. And so we ask the Holy Spirit to teach us. So when you approach God's word, always ask the Holy Spirit to teach you something, to show you something. Ask for his insight, for his revelation. So it's a posture of inclining thine ear. It's a posture of humility. It's a posture of listening. So my son, attend to my words. That's number one. Number two, the second part of the directions, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ears, is part two, incline thine ear unto my sayings. That's the second part of the directions. And then we get to the third part of the directions, and it says, let them not depart from thine eyes. That's focus. That's focus. And so that's putting the word where you can see it. So that's putting the word on your mirror. If you really want to put the word somewhere, you'll see it. Put it on your refrigerator door. You'll see it there for sure. Put it on your mirror. Put it on your refrigerator door. Dodie Osteen, when she was diagnosed, I believe she had a liver cancer. I believe it was liver cancer. But the doctor had just given her just a few months to live. And Dodie is Joel Osteen's mother, for those of you who don't know Dodie, but she's Joel Osteen's mother. Doctor had given her just a few months to live. She had shriveled up to about 90 pounds, so she was just skin and bones. And the doctor said, there's nothing else we can do for you. And the doctor said, you're going to need a miracle. and her husband, John, he took her home. He said, "Doc, we will get a miracle." And so when they went home, Dodie understood God's medicine. So Dodie said, first thing she did, she took all the healing scriptures and she put them around the house so she can see them. So she put them on the refrigerator. She put them on the cabinet. She put them in every room. No matter what room she went into, she could visibly see God's word concerning healing, God's word concerning health, because that was taking God's medicine. So she was acting on the prescription, which it says, "Don't let them depart from thine eyes. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes." So she made a conscious, concerted effort to keep the word where she could see it at all times. Keep the word where she could see it at all times. And that's a principle in the book of Deuteronomy. It says, put it on your doorpost. Write it down and put it on your doorpost. Years ago, I had my daughter to write me some index cards with some of my favorite scriptures so that I could begin to learn them, begin to memorize them. So she would write them in different colors, and I would take them with me. So sometimes I would be at a red light. I'd pull out my little stack, or I'd be stuck in traffic. Now, I know you're not supposed to read while you're driving, but I was keeping it before my eyes, But I would take every little opportunity. If I would be waiting somewhere in line, I would pull out my little card. And so I used it as a way of keeping God's word before my eyes. And it's just another unique way. So in other words, you use all the unique ways you can to keep God's word before your eyes. Now today what I do, I keep the word on my phone, on my home screen. So the moment my home screen on my phone comes on, I have a couple of scriptures right there so I can keep it before my eyes. So every time I'm looking at my phone, I'm reminded of God's word. I have Psalms 5:12 on my phone. I have Isaiah 54 on my phone. So it's right there on my home screen. So every time I look at them, but that's a part of it. So you find creative ways to keep God's word before your eyes. Keep God's word before your eyes. And then, notice what it says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from before thine eyes." That's also, it's a way of looking at life through the lens of God's word. You're looking at life through the lens of God's word. You're looking at life through the lens of God's word. That's not letting the word depart from your eyes. It's when you look at every situation in life through the lens of God's word. You begin to envision yourself with the promises of God. And so those become word pictures. If you recall Abraham, when God gave Abraham a promise, God gave Abraham something to look at. He kept something before his eyes. He said, "Look at the stars. Look at the sand. Count them. So shall your seed be." Notice the word picture that God gave him that was keeping it before his eyes. So every night Abraham looked up at the stars trying to count them. That was God keeping the word, keeping the promise before his eyes. It was keeping it before his eyes. And so it's a way of envisioning yourself with the promises of God. So you look at all of life through the lens of God's word. Look at life through the lens of God's word. Now, you may have a no good, low down, rascal of a husband. And a lot of times you will tell him that. But no, you got to look at him. Now you got to put your lens on. You got to look at him through the lens of God's word. You know, you got to say, "You handsome, well-to-do, you mighty man of valor, you honorable king." And so now you're looking at him. Now he may be laying on the sofa with a beer and a bag of chips with his t-shirt halfway off. But you got to look at him through the lens of God's word. That's That's keeping the word before your eyes. So you look at everything in life through the lens of God's word. You look at yourself through the lens of God's word. You see yourself the way God sees you. You see yourself with the promises of God. That's keeping the word before your eyes. So you don't look at your husband the way he is. You look at your husband the way God sees him, that he can be. You look at the vision of God's promise, and you look at him through God's word, and you begin to speak to him through the vision, through the lens of God's word. Yes. Call those things that be not as though they were. It's the way God operates. God operates that way. God called Abraham father of many nations when he had no children. Didn't make any sense, but that's the way God operates. God operates through the lens of his word. He looks at all of life through the lens of his word. And so you begin to look at every situation, including yourself, see yourself the way God says you are. See yourself the way God says you are. Speak about yourself the way God says you are. Look through, always look at every part of life through the lens of God's word. I remember when John Osteen, Dodie's husband, Joel's father, when he was in the hospital, he told his kids, he said, I want you all to go home and I want you all to get my shorts and my tennis shoes and my t-shirt, because he was in the hospital with a very serious sickness. And he said, I want you all to bring those items and place them here right where I can see them. Because he said, I want to picture myself running again. And so he had his tennis shoes, his shorts, and his shirt, his running gear. He said, bring my running gear, because I want, he said, that's the picture I want before my eyes. I want to see myself running again. When the diagnosis wasn't possible, I want to see myself. And so that's what you have to do. You have to always look at every part of life through the lens of God's word. Look at every part of life through the lens of the promises of God. You see everything the way God sees it. You see yourself the way God sees you. And that's keeping the word before your eyes. So it's figuratively, it's literally, it's using your imagination. You see yourself well. See yourself blessed. See yourself sharing Christ with others. See yourself being a blessing to the world. And that's keeping the word before your eyes. That's keeping the word before your eyes. I know something Pastor Nathaniel likes. Pastor Nathaniel, he loves to see older people do extraordinary things. And it always strikes him because he always likes to get a vision of what he himself would like to be like when he reaches that advanced age. And so he's always found people that were, you know, 90 and above, and they were just strong and vigorous and vibrant. And he would always go and personally see them, to meet them, because he wanted to get an image of that. He wanted some of that to rub off on him, and so he always loved to do that. But anyway, I brought a picture of Brother Glenn's father. This is Glendon Francis's father. He's 95 years old, and so Glenn sent that to me. He said, I want you to see my dad. My dad's 95 years old. And then played the little video. He sent me a little video of his dad as well. He's 95 years old. So he sent me a little video of his dad working out. In this little video, he's doing a little warm-up exercise before he hits the heavy weights. So he was very impressive. But he's 95 years old, just as strong, just as vibrant. He's doing jump rope, 95 years old. 95 years old and strong and vibrant. I love that. I love that. He said that's just his warm-up before he hits the weights. So I love that. What a wonderful picture. What a wonderful vision. See yourself healthy. See yourself running marathons when you're 100 years old. See yourself vibrant and strong and well. That's keeping God's word before your eyes. And then Number four, the fourth part of this prescription is the final part, verse 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from before thine eyes. And then the final part of God's prescription. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. And so what God is showing you is this is how you get God's word into your heart. When you see it, when you keep it before your eyes, when you hear it, you listen to it, when you think about it, when you say it, all of those are gates or avenues into the heart. And that's how you get it into your heart. You look at it, you say it, you think about it, you meditate on it. It gets into your heart. You see it, you hear it, think about it, you say it, gets into your heart. You see it, you say it, think about it, you look at it, it gets into your heart. This is how you think about it, you see it, you hear it, you say it, it gets into your heart. All of those are gates or avenues into the heart. And then in the final part there it says, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. The Hebrew word for health right there is the word medicine. God's word is life to those that find them and health or medicine to all their flesh. It's medicine for the heart. It's medicine for the kidneys. It's medicine for the liver. It's medicine for the bloodstream. It's medicine for your bones. It's medicine for your joints. It's medicine for your eyes. Medicine for your ears. It's medicine for your skin. It's good for any part of the body, all their flesh. My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those that find them, and health or medicine to all their flesh. Medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is good for every part of the body. It's good for any condition. You can take as much of it as you want. There are no side effects. And it works. It works. It's God's medicine. It's life to those that find them. Notice this. It's not life to everybody. It's life to those that find them. So it's those who will give attention to it. It's those who will keep it before their eyes. It's those who will incline their ear to it. It's those who will keep it in the midst of their heart. It's life to those that are finding it. Health to all their flesh. God put in his word medicine. It's medicine. Psalms 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word and healed them, delivered them from their destruction. His word is medicine. His word is medicine. His word is medicine. Jesus is the living word. And so when you encounter the written word, you'll eventually discover the living word. His word is life to those that find them, health to all their flesh. Praise God. Praise God. We'll stop right there. Those of you who are joining us by television or online, I want you to go to brothersoftheword.com. You can listen to this entire message absolutely free of charge, and you can also email it to a friend. Thank you so much for joining us today at Brothers of the Word, because, brother, you need the word.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was the message titled, Taking God's Medicine, by C. Elijah Bronner. This message is number 3068. That's 3068. To listen to thousands of free messages, or to send this message number 3068 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you, and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because, brother, you need word. From Mother's of the Word.